Welcome to this recording that briefly introduces our mindfulness practice, Cultivate Calm. My name is Greg Berdoulis, and I'll be your guide. In this recording, I'll introduce you to the practice so you can approach it with confidence and get the most out of it. Modern life can be extremely stressful. Work, family, health, and friendships are each important and often need more time and energy than we have to give. On top of that, so much of what happens in life is beyond anyone's control, including yours. However, you can begin to control how you respond to adversity. The practice of actively and deliberately cultivating calm reduces the negative impact of stress. It's likely you experience a tremendous range of feelings, some positive and some painful. It's the painful ones that can be upsetting and seriously drain our energy and enthusiasm. While there's no right feeling or wrong feeling, it is helpful to cultivate a broad and calm acceptance of your life as it is, so that you're more accepting of yourself, just as you are, and your feelings, just as they are. This helps your heart to be ready for anything. In this exercise, you'll learn to calm your mind and relax your body. Imagine for a moment what it would be like to be at peace with your life, just as it is, including all its imperfections, its difficult circumstances, and painful emotions. Imagine being in the middle of the ocean in a storm. Imagine there are huge crashing waves, wind, rain, lightning, and thunder. Now imagine going down, deep beneath the surface, where you'll find stillness, calm, and quiet. The storm on the surface doesn't affect what's deep down. One ocean, two levels of experience. It's the same for us. On the surface, there's lots of activity, emotional storms, and a never-ending list of things to do. But go deep enough, there's calm and quiet. One human being, two levels of experience. Cultivating calm is about connecting with the deeper, quieter parts of ourselves. During the session, you will notice that your mind wanders away from where you intend it to be. That's normal and not a problem. That's how our minds are. Our brains are designed to think. With proper training, your mind will focus more. However, just like you can't stop waves in the ocean, you also can't stop waves of thought. The practice is not to stop thinking or to turn your mind off or make it blank. The practice is to go deeper than thought so you can see what's happening on the surface without becoming embroiled in it or reacting to it. Really, the practice is about becoming familiar with your mind and befriending it. Your thoughts and emotions are not your enemy, and they aren't the commanders-in-chief either. With practice, you'll feel an expanded awareness that is deep, calm, and oceanic. It can notice anything without getting upset, because it is bigger and deeper than your thoughts and emotions. It is wiser and less reactive, and it is often kinder than thinking. This awareness grows through our practice of mindfulness in cultivating calm. Mindfulness helps us be at peace with life's challenges. It's not that peace is the absence of noise, trouble, or difficulty. It's about being calm in your heart in the midst of those things. It's about being at peace with reality as it is. When ready to do the exercise, close the door, silence the phone, and get comfortable. Then play the audio recording, Cultivate Calm practice.